Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Brother Joshua Herrera. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
I want to speak about a word that we tend to use a lot, but we don't understand the profoundness of the name Father. The name Father signifies many things. It signifies trust. It signifies, and I'm talking about the spiritual father, okay? I want to get that straight. It signifies respect, and a father who encompasses many things, that surrounds you with love. And just the name itself brings reassurance that my life is not its own, but I have someone who takes care of the needs that I need every single day. Amen. And I want to go back to last week. Last week was Father's Day, and for me, it's my second year as a father. And I get to see the importance of what a father is and what a father has to provide to its child. And I want to bring back what fatherhood is supposed to be and what it was meant for. Anybody can have babies, but that does not make the person the father. A father makes someone who's responsible, who takes care of the needs of the one child that you have or the second child that you have. It's the one that's going to always come up to you and say, "Here I am, son. Come to me. I'm here for you." And probably you did not have that. And I'm going to touch some fibers today, probably in your heart and your life, that many people probably here did not have that father figure. And it breaks you probably, because you always probably lived in that mindset, maybe, and not right now, but maybe there was a sense of victimhood in your life, and you always carry that name with you, that I did not have a father. He left me. Why did he leave me? Did he love me enough? Was he ever there for me when I needed him the most? And it might be a very sensitive situation for you right now, but I want to tell you right now that whatever you're feeling in your heart right now, God wants to restore that void. And that's what he's going to do today. And I want to go over a few attributes of what God is today. And I want you to understand that God, even in your situation and your problems, God has a name for it. I can say a few names right now. I'm getting ahead of myself. But you heard the name Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's my peace, Shalom. There's another one, Jehovah Sikinu. He's going to be your protector. And there's something that's missing in this generation that we don't have, that we used to have in the past with fathers. And I speak to myself as I wrote this message today, or last week, I believe, when I got to even most of it, it resonated a lot with my personal life. I can say right now that anything that you'll hear today, it has to be a product of what I've gone through as well, because it makes more sense to talk about in a practical way what I've gone through too. But this is not about me. This is what God did in my life that's going to reflect right now. Don't see me as an individual, "Oh, wow, look at this holy man." No, see me as a testimony that God can do a change and do a shift in your life today. I want to talk about Abba. Can everybody say with me, Abba? Abba Father is an endearment name in Aramaic, and it means daddy. Imagine that you can say the name Abba. There's so much significance in that name. Everybody says it's Father's Day, and it just sounds very dry. But when you just kind of get the name Abba, daddy, I need you, it just brings a whole different perspective now and how you ask God things. So I want to go over my key verse today. It's Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15. I'm reading off the New Living Translation, and it says this: "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. You were grafted in now because you have received Jesus Christ. And I have to say this in a very serious way. Not everybody is a child of God. What do you mean, Brother Josh? Well, we are creation of God, but when we receive Jesus Christ, we get to become sons of God. So it was through Jesus that gave us the entrance through the Father. But the only way you're going to get to that place is that you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to call Him Daddy. So in Scripture, there are many different names used to describe God. While all the names of God are important, in many ways, the name Abba Father is one of the most significant names of God in understanding how He relates to people. God is a relational God. He's not a demanding God like most people like to see it. Or we see movies sometimes and we go, man, that's a very demanding God. No, He wants to relate with you. It's all relational, everything you're going through right now. The word Abba in Aramaic, like I was saying earlier, means father. It was a common term that expressed affection and confidence. And the last one, trust. That's the meaning of a father. Again, it provides the affection, the confidence, and the trust. I love women, and women are not the only ones. Father, men have to bring affection to their kids as well. We were raised up that the man is the macho, and you have to be at home, and you have to be stern. You provide for the family. It doesn't stop in providing only. God also is a God of love, and God is also a companion when you need Him, and also someone you can trust when the time of need, when you have to tell your secrets to somebody. Don't go spilling out your secrets to your best friend or to that sister or brother. God can listen to you. Remember, relational. You got to have this first up here before you can have anything here. So everything you do in your walk in daily things with God, everything has to be directional. Amen, Abbott? So again, it was a common term that expressed affection, confidence, and trust. Abba signifies the close, intimate relationship of a father and his child, as well as the childlike trust that a young child puts, again, I say, in his daddy. When we speak to God, and that's if we speak to Him, we get to know who God is. The reason why God wants you to fellowship with Him is so you can know who He is and grow stronger in your love for God. You cannot grow in an intimate relationship with somebody if you don't get to know them first. Let's be more practical. When you get to know somebody, boys and girls, you have to get to know who they are, what they like, what's their favorite color, what's their favorite food, all, etc., etc. You have to get to know who they are first before you start falling in love with them. You just don't simply fall in love like most stories and fables might say. They just fell in love and maybe Sleeping Beauty was there and their shining armor came, a man, and they gave him a kiss and that's it. He woke up. That's love. No, those are fairy tales. But in the reality of God, it takes work. You have to give yourself. Just as God Father sent His only Son for us, His only Son out of love for you and for me, it took a lot to do that. And I can't imagine even a mom in here giving up their own child. Would you do that? Would a father give away their only child that he has for humanity, for sin, and to be saved from the wickedness of this world? Again, the bond that we have with Him is much stronger than in the flesh family. It is interesting that most people, when they need something from God, is when there is a want. Most people see God as a means to receive something instead of Him being the means for completeness. Everyone and anyone will always come to you when they need something from you, right? And when they get it from you, what do? They run away and they never come back. But when they need you again, they'll come back again. And that's what happens with us sometimes. I need to be real because we've all done it. We have come to God just for the means because I need this. Father, give it to me right now. And you know what? God will probably give it to you. But it wasn't meant in that time. And God is a God of time. But sometimes we tend to push things and not wait for the best response and wait at the end because God has the best intentions for you. So when everyone and anyone always comes to you when they need something from you and they never ever come back again, like I said, it's because it was just a one-time thing. Or they say, you know, when you meet somebody or you get in a relationship, I'm going to use some very graphic words today, so excuse me if I get very intentional, but I like to be very, very direct with things because I don't like to sugarcoat things. But when people have a one-time fling, they got what they had and then they leave. And what happens there, check this out. It took me time to understand certain things. There's spiritual things going on in your life that go on with those other people. And it stays with them. And people going from place to place to place to place. And it stays that we have a soul. And there's a connection there. And what I want to get to is this here. Is that God wants to connect with you in a very intimate level. And the only way you're going to connect intimately with him is if you start getting more in his word. Start praying more. And start asking daddy the things that are going to be of a blessing and not of a curse. Stop asking for things you don't need. God knows what's best for you. If he can feed the birds and feed the things outside in nature that he has created, how much more you think he's going to give you? We are his children. We have to act like his children. I know I have many times I've probably felt let down from people because we tend to put our trust in people instead of in God. And you continue doing the same cycle over and over again. And you ask yourself, why, God, I'm in this place, predicament right now. It's because you got yourself in this place. It wasn't the devil, it was you. We have to take that course of action, but we have to take that responsibility on when things happen and they trickle down, it's because you got yourself in that place in the first time. And then it happens again, and it happens again. But God doesn't want you, but you know what? There's certain things that happen, and there's patterns that happen in your life, spiritual patterns that you continue falling back in again and again and again. Because there's brokenness inside your heart. So you have to repeat the same pattern again and again to feel complete. And you go find yourself again with another person. And you go with the next person. Or you go with someone else that you trusted in and they fail you again. And it's a pattern that we continue doing over and over again. Because we have not learned to put our full trust in God. God wants you to get closer to him. So if you have a close, intimate relationship with Abba, then there's no need to search anywhere else. Everything else is just something else. It becomes obsolete. But when you have a relationship with God, a greater one and a stronger one, we learn who he is in our lives. And that's when we start living in him. I am reminded of the Garden of Gethsemane. If you know the story in Gethsemane, when Jesus has to tell his disciples, hey, please pray for me. I'm going to go speak to Abba. I'm going to separate myself from you guys just for a moment. But please be in prayer. And there's many times in our life when God asks us, please have an alone time with me. I want to speak to your life right now. Away from the chaos right now. I want to bring you back to what's important. And this is what happens. Before, since Jesus cries out to Abba, Abba Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. So in this very moment here, Jesus said, remove this from me. Not what I want. Because Jesus knew what he was going to go into. He was about to give his life, for the many sins of this world. Imagine being in a moment praying to God at that very instance. Imagine this. Jesus, again, remember, he was human. He had flesh. And he could have simply said, you know what? I'm going to bail out right now. I'm gone. But no, he stood there. And he says, again, yet not what I want, but what you want. So what does that imply? You're putting trust in God. Jesus gives us the best example here that in order for you to live a direct life, a relational life, you have to be in communion with Abba Father. Daddy, what do you want from me? I am here. How can I best be obedient to your calling? I can see how Jesus' relationship with the Father was one. What's surprising is not what happened that day in the garden, because we knew what happened with Peter. What happened, if the story goes, the Romans came, Peter got mad, slashes the ear of the Roman soldier, but, and we go through the commotion. That's what happens, is that we see everything that's around us, and we get easily distracted from those things. But I want to get to this part here. So what's surprising is not what happened today in the garden, but the relationship he had with the Father that day. Everyone's focus in all the commotion of the disciples falling asleep. But I want you to see this here. Jesus had time, and he reserved time to be with the Father, knowing it was his last few moments before taking away and being condemned by man. So again, the time. What is the time you give to God, Abba? What is the time that you're putting in? The reason why most people lack direction and uncertainty is because they are so far apart from God. God is the opposite. He is knocking at the door, trying to be let in and eat with us and have a communion with us. I know I'm not the only person who forgets from time to time to be consistent in our prayer with God. If the Holy Spirit is yearning to get closer, why are we so far apart from him? I want you to think about that for a moment, people of God. When I have those moments with God and I get aside in my own room, the first thing that I'm praying for is to have God a relationship with you even more closely. I'm praying to God to have a relationship with him, to get closer to him, because I want to love on him. I want to know what it is to be surrounded and be plentiful in him, in the Holy Spirit just hovering over me. But the only place and the only time I get to have that is when I'm not busy. That's what happens sometimes. We give the last to God and not the first. If God in the first thing in the morning is asking you to get up early in the morning and pray, there's a reason for that. When you search the Father in the beginning, have you noticed things happen to be more reassured? Things actually flow? Why? Because, see, God knows your intentions in your heart. He knows the heart of man, and he wants to deal with the things of the issues of the heart. So the first thing he wants to do in the morning is get your attention before starting your day. A father, before you leave, or a mom, what did they usually do? What happens is this, is that either one, they'll wake you up, and the first thing you hear is your mom or your dad picking you up. And then what they do next is they'll bless you. That's if they do bless you. Now, what I want to get to is this. If the first thing that you have to do in the morning to be blessed, to continue in your life with the things that God has intended for you to do, search him in the morning. Let be the first thing that you do every day. Get up and speak to him. I know Father's Day just passed, and most of us in this room right now did not have the privilege to be with our blood father. Due to them passing away, or maybe you are distanced from him today, or probably your dad has been a curse instead. Or just maybe you never had a father who provided the shalom, the defense that a father provides. However your situation looks today is not because bad things happened to you, but because God Abba has a greater purpose in the situation that you're still walking in. Nothing happens for a reason. Everything in him has a purpose. The book of Romans 8:28 states this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So there is a purpose right now. If you're carrying something right now, and it's been bickering at you and troubling you, there's a reason. Paul had a thicket on him. He was walking with this. I don't imagine Paul saying, oh, this is beautiful, God. I love this. Keep it on me. No. But everything has its reason and its purpose why God had it in the beginning. It's for your personal growth. God is going to teach you. Not because he wants to inflict pain in you, but the pain will bring restitution. The pain will bring that fruitful life. The pain will bring restoration to your life. You don't see it right now, but it's going to come. So it says in the word, what? We have pain during the night, but in the morning, what's going to come? Joy will come. See, one bad thing happens, but something else good happens. God will never be void. God will always fulfill. If God's going to fulfill your life, you have to hold on to his promises and trust him. And that's what a father does. He brings that trust to the family. He unites them. And he shows it from time to time that he's going to be able to provide to them. He's going to be able to restore whatever has been broken. So when a child comes to his father, he's crying. What does he do? He restores them because there's pain. And he calls them, Daddy, I fell. Come here, son. I'm going to patch you up. I'm going to restore you. And I'm going to get your way again. And that's what it is sometimes. But most of us, sometimes, we stay in the same place and we don't continue walking. I think about David. David was a wretched man. He was in a hole because of his sin. But I can still see God's grace upon that man. Ain't no different from back then. He will do it again over your life. So if you feel wretched today, you feel things have not gone your direction, let me tell you, there was Bible and men who were so bad that you think about, man, these guys should not even go to heaven for this. But you know what? It's not about what you do and how you do it. You just got to remind yourself that God's grace is sufficient over your life. That's what's sufficient. That's what's plentiful. That's what's going to fulfill you. And God's given to you for free. You don't deserve it, but he gives it to you freely. I don't deserve nothing in this life. I don't. And I'm going to take you off your little boat right now, probably, because most people say this. And I hate it when then people say this. And probably you're going to go like, man, he's talking to me right now. I dislike when people say, you deserve it. You deserve it. We all deserve things. But what I mean by this is this. We don't deserve nothing. But because God is so giving, then we deserve that because God said so. Not because I wanted it, but because God given it to me graciously. It has to change. See, we have to get away from this mindset that we deserve everything. We have to be humble, or God will humble you. And I know so many times he has done it again and again because we get to the same problem again. And we ask God, why am I here again? God will chastise you. God will punish you because he loves you. And I don't want to put myself in a predicament so God can chastise me or punish me. No, that's not the point. But the point is this, that in your daily walk, there will be things that you'll do. Things will come out of your mouth. But God, by his grace, is still going to be there for you. And no one can take that away from you. If anybody's telling you differently, then they're wrong. And I just say, shut your mouth, devil, because God's giving me grace. Stop walking in victimhood. It's not yours. You have a different name. And I want to go into some names right now. Before, I just want to give you a little prelude, what we're going to get into right now, that there's a name attached to your problem today. Can you say that? There's a name attached to my problem today, and that's Jehovah. Jehovah has many names, different attributes. So again, what I'm going into is this, that most people walk as victims of their own problems. When God already said, it's not yours anymore. Give it to me, and I will restore you. Again, Daddy's coming to the rescue. Here I am. And it says this in Matthew 11:30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye, what, shall find rest unto your souls. So it says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So you give it to him, he's going to give you no load at all. It's going to be light. So again, God comes to the rescue. Daddy's going to resolve my problems. Why? I feel heavy right now, God. Please take it away from me. It might take some time because he wants you to learn in the process. But God's going to see you through. Church, the battle has been won for you all. All you have to do is receive right now. We are not to be more in victimhood, but to live victimless and renewed by the Spirit. Because Jesus has given us a new name and a Father we can call Abba. Can we all say it together? It don't belong to me anymore. Come on, one more time. It don't belong to me anymore. God has freed us, and I know that we can all in this place, in this church right now, can live with purpose and freedom in Jesus Christ. Amen. So whatever circumstance that you got going today, like I said, God has a name on it. His name signifies many things in every personal and individual life. I love how God has many names in which we can all use daily. There is a name for every circumstance that you might be going through right now. And I want to go over a few of the many names Abba has. But in these names, I want to speak to your situation right now. Amen? The first one, Jehovah Tsidkenu. It means the Lord our righteousness. We have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. So if you never had a father that speak for you in your defense, now you have one. He is your Tsidkenu. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world. And I chose this verse right here in Jeremiah 23:5-6 that goes along with this. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. A king will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. So you have a Savior who came in your defense. Second, he is your Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's another verse to this that connects to this. 2 Colossians 1:19-20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And 20 says this, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. There is peace. There's a shalom. If you came today for shalom, this is the place. If you came today for protecting, you got your Jehovah Tsidkenu. And my third one, you have Jehovah Rapha. Who needs healing in this house today? It could be of the heart. It can be ailments and spirit. We all need healing. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals our bodies, but more importantly, he heals and restores our spirits and souls. And another verse that I like to connect with this is Isaiah 53:4-5. It says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Thank you. If you came today asking God to provide, you have a Jehovah Jireh. I don't know what your situation. This is not going to be a talk right now about God's going to multiply and you're going to check on your bank account right now and a bunch of numbers are going to be coming out right now. If you came for that, I'm sorry. It's not about that. What you came here for today is to God to provide the things that you do need, the spiritual things. All those things will come along because we are sons and daughters of God. But if you put your focus on that right now, then you're missing the point. We all have needs. I need needs right now. I need more money right now. I can say that. But God wants to provide more than just money. He wants to provide you with salvation. He wants to provide you with peace. He wants to provide you right now with that protectiveness that you're lacking right now, that you've been missing for years. No one else is going to provide that right now. But Jehovah Jireh has come to the rescue today to tell you that you don't have to go searching anymore with the next bank loan. You don't have to go to your next friend to give you a loan, but you have to put your trust solely in God. Let me give you this small story here. When we saw in the times of, in the Hebrew times, back in the days, when Moses took them out of captivity, they were out in the desert for 40 years. Now, what would you do in a hot situation where there is no food, it's hot, and you're walking around with the same people nagging and saying the same things? What do you do? God was able, even in the desert, to provide manna from heaven. He was also able to provide quails as food as well in the evening. So you see, what God wants you to do today is to trust in him. Because if he did it before and he gave you something, he will do it again and again and again. When you learn to trust in him, you start seeing how the blessings start becoming more real in your life. You stop seeing what you see. Now you see in the spiritual eyes that God's going to do it again. So if Jehovah Jireh is what you need today, take that. It says this, the Lord will provide from the root word to see. God will foresee our need in redemption. This name tells us God is willing and able to meet every need of his people. And if we continue looking on verse, Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all the things that you need? If he already did it on the cross, how much more are we expecting from him, people? How much more? He's going to give you abundantly. He's going to give you the things that you need, but we have to get away from our minds and let him be the one dictating our thoughts and what we need. Thank you, Lord. And my fifth one, Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd. Ra is also translated as companion or friend. Who here needs a companion? Who here needs a friend? Because all the friends I've had gave me my back. Or either they backstabbed me. But the only person that did not was Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
No one else. God Abba is the only one who will ever do it for us.
Yes.
Who will give his son, even because in our own sin, he will still graciously give us something that we all needed. And it says this. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes. He will follow you for all your days. The meaning Father, we have to stop just using the name as a father who someone provides, but see, as someone we can come to with boldness. It says to go in through the gates with boldness. He's already opened the door. The floodgates are coming already. He's going to bless you. And I believe that he will do it from time to time, again and again. If you're asking God today for these five names, and these five names resonate today with you, if it's Jehovah Jireh, Shalom, Sikitnu, Rapha, or maybe just all of them today, this is the place in the time right now to ask God, Father, Abba, to open up the gates for you right now. They have already been open already. And he wants to start pouring blessings over your life. I know we see inflation around us. I know we see homes being left, people leaving the state of California. I know we see all these things, but this should not preoccupy us at all. What we should be worrying more about is our salvation with Jesus Christ. The salvation for others. That should be our means right now. That should be our want to go out and bless others with the name of Jesus Christ over their lives. That should be the precedent right now for every Christian. Don't hold back. God will see you through. I like to say this, that, you know, we use it as a cliche. You got to have faith, brother. You got to have faith, brother. Are you living by faith right now? Are you living by faith? Are you holding by a thread and you say, God, all I have is you and no one else. Everybody left me. All I have is you. Abba Father is going to take care of your needs right now. I'm repeating myself like a broken record right now, but I need you to understand that God, Abba, Father, is going to be right here. He's going to meet your needs. Thank you, Father. Everybody, just close your eyes. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you right now, Jesus. I don't know the situation that my brothers and sisters are going through right now, but probably one of these names, Father, is going to mean something to them, God. One of these names is going to resonate to their heart right now, Father. And I pray that the Lord, who you are, Father, you sent us, Father. You sent us down in this place for a purpose and for a reason. So I pray right now that you start providing, Father. You start providing protection. Let them have confidence and trust again, God. They never had that father that provided to them. And their whole picture of what a father is, it's distorted. But you came in to renew our minds, God. So I pray that you start renewing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Start renewing. I pray right now, Jehovah Jireh right now, if they need to be provided with the needs, and you meet it, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. You provide, Father. God, if it's peace that we need, you be the shalom in my life right now. I pray for shalom over everybody in this place right now. There's a spirit, Father, covering right now United States, trying to bring fear to them. And even in the Christian churches, there is fear too. So I pray right now, shalom, just cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Shalom right now in the name of Jesus. Receive that right now. Receive shalom over your life. Jehovah Nissi, I pray that you will be lifted up high. You are our banner, God. And I pray that they can walk without no fear, Father, and they can raise the banner up high and say, here I am. You have led me to this place. You have led me thus this far, Father. God with us, Emmanuel. Dearly Father God, I just pray, Lord. I start praying right now for brokenness, Father. There needs to be brokenness in this place to truly understand who you are. And I know when we come, when we have fallen so many times, God, and there's stains and there's blood on our body, God, and we feel broken, and we start crying and we don't know who to go to, I pray that we go to you. The first person, the first thing that we do in the mornings is we wake up and we cry out, Abba, just like Jesus did. Here I am. I need you. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want everybody just to stand up, please. Stand up, please. Stand up. Can we sing How He Loves Us? How He Loves Us. Love us, Father. You love us, Father. You love us, God. You love us, Father. Thank you for your love. We're gonna do something different today. Whatever your cause today, whatever you came for today, I want everybody just to step up to this place right now. Let's do something different. Let's everybody just come into this place right now and start crying out to God. Whatever your circumstance is, you pray onto that right now. So if you want to come up right now, come on. Let's all come up by faith right now. We can find refreshness as we come up here. We're gonna have our sisters, if you need prayer, right now, stop praying for you to release whatever it is that's hindering your blessing.
Yeah. And if I may add, you know, yesterday I had to kind of do a reset with God.
Yes.
And he reminded me, I had to come out of agreement with the lies that I came into. And so you have to decide today, I'm no longer agreeing with the enemy. I need to agree with what the Father has for me. So we have to have that mindset of exchange. He wants to exchange the lie for his truth. So we have to walk in that truth, everything that he spoke. In order to receive that, we have to come out of agreement with what we came into agreement with.
Amen.
And so God, take that right now. I don't want anymore. What do you have for me? Because I know what you have for me is better. And all of a sudden, a shift changed in my life. Amen. It was like, he's like, you need to step into that. And all of a sudden, it was like this weight was lifted. This depression was lifted. And I began to move into that. And he started clearing the way. So I know he has the same for you. And we all go through stuff. You know, it's not, you know, we're up here singing, but it doesn't, you know, keep us from having problems. If not, maybe even more. So, you know,
yeah.
I just wanted to share that.
Amen, amen. You know, if your circumstance, you know, is a battle with the mind, because the enemy will infiltrate and throw darts at you, saying you're worth nothing, saying that you don't belong here. But God, he defers that. He begs to differ all the time. And I remind you that the enemy has already lost. He has no control and hold over you anymore. He says, I love you. Abba loves you. And he's here right now because there's a greater purpose in everything that you're doing right now. And the first thing is the first step. And I remember growing up, we got to step up by faith, brother. You got to go up in the trenches. No one's going to do it for you. I can push you. I can animate a lot of things to get you encouraged. But no one else is going to do it. The rightful spirit right now. You got to trust in the Lord. And the way God's going to see you through is if you just surrender everything right now, right here. Just surrender everything right now. Surrender everything.
He is jealous.
Come on, sing. Just sing to him right now. Thank you, Father.
Loves like a
hallelujah,
hurricane.
Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I am a
tree. Just worship him. Just worship him.
Bending beneath.
Yes, Jesus.
The weight of
yes,
his
Father.
Wind
yes, Jesus.
And mercy.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
When all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory.
And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Hallelujah.
And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
Come on, just say it one more time. How he loves us. Come on.
And oh,
he loves us very much. Come on.
How he loves us so.
Yes.
Oh, how he loves us.
Thank you, Father.
Oh. How he loves us so.
Yes, yes, he loves me. Yes, Father, come on.
Yes, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
How?
Oh, how he loves.
Come on, sing. Yes.
Yes, he loves us.
Come right now. I want to pray for you right now, Father. God, I pray if they didn't have that father figure, or they didn't have what it looks to have that father figure like you, I pray that you start loving and start filling their cup right now, God. Start filling right now. But in order to be filled, you have to let go, as Leah was saying right now. Release in the mind right now. Every thought that you're going through right now, everything that's been hindering you right now, let it go. It's not yours. Just like we said, it doesn't belong to me anymore. His yoke is easy. Just surrender right now. And God's going to fully restore you. Restore minds, God, right now. Restore minds, God. Bring restoration. Whatever was broken, God, mend it again, God. Restoration, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Healing, God. Healing. Jehovah Rapha. Healing, healing, God. Heal the heart, Father. Touch hearts right now, God. Come on. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Yes.
Oh, how we love us.
Inundate him, Father. Inundate him with love, Father. Inundate him. Touch him, Father. Touch him. Touch him, Father. Touch him, God. Come on.
Yes, he loves us.
He loves me.
Yes, he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
Come on, sing it out. Come on. Yeah.
Yes, he loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes,
yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible.
The Bible tells me so.
Yes.
Oh yes, Jesus loves me.
It's that simple.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Sing that over yourself.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Oh yes, Jesus loves me.
Raising our hands right now, everybody in this place. Just raise your hands. Come on. This is the sign of surrendence right now. Sign of surrendance. I like to say this all the time. When Moses lifted up his hands, it was a sign that the battle was going to be won. What happened was, as he got tired, they started losing the battle. But in order for you to win your battle right now, you need to raise up your hands and surrender everything to him. There's beauty in that when you raise your hands. Surrender right now. Total surrender right now. And God's going to renew you. I promise you. His word never goes void. Never goes void. So dear Heavenly Father, God, I pray right now that this word just resonate over their lives right now, God. Whatever their need is right now, God. Whatever the name that's attributed to you, God, and their problems right now, or whatever they're going through right now, God, let it resonate that name exactly to their life. If it's all the five names that we spoke about today, God, I pray over that, over their lives right now. I pray with myself, God, too. I need you too, Father. I need you too. No one's exempt, Father. We need you right now. We need you, Father. So, dear Heavenly Father, God, as we leave this place today, let them go out, not empty-handed, Father, but let them go out blessed, knowing that you're with them and you're walking with them, just like you did with the people of Israel. You were a cloud, that shadow that was with them, walking with them. And I pray that you bring comfort, that you bring shalom, and you're the Jehovah Jireh that can provide every need that they have right now. We pray, Heavenly Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, 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 we all say in this house, come on, sing amen. Come on, sing amen. Come on, let's clap it up for him right now. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.